These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending March 20th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The Washington Post sources say the U.S. government is in talks with tech companies, including Google and Facebook, about how cell phone data could be used to slow the spread of COVID-19. Health experts involved in the talks believe aggregated anonymized location data would be useful. In other words, known general patterns of human movement could help inform a prevention of the disease spread. You wouldn't need to know who the people were or whether they were sick or not. Facebook, Google, YouTube, Microsoft, LinkedIn, Reddit, and Twitter issued a joint statement Monday on preventing misinformation about COVID-19. In the statement, they said, "We are working closely together on response efforts. We're helping millions of people stay connected while also jointly combating fraud and misinformation about the virus, elevating authoritative content on our platforms, and sharing critical updates in coordination with government healthcare agencies around the world. We invite other companies to join us as we work to keep our communities healthy and safe." Storage Labs launched its blockchain-based tardigrade decentralized cloud storage service. It offers 19 petabytes of available capacity using nodes run by individuals and organizations with about 3,000 users on the platform from its beta release. Uploaded files are encrypted, then split into 80 fragments that are distributed over nodes, with 29 pieces required to reconstruct files to prevent outages if a node goes down. Tardigrade is S3 compliant, and according to co-founder Sean Wilkinson, the service starts at about half the price of centralized cloud storage. A Facebook spokesperson confirmed to TechCrunch that Instagram is testing an ephemeral text messaging feature that clears a thread whenever you leave it, after code for it was discovered by app researcher Jane Manchun Wong. The testing implementation allows users to swipe up from a direct message conversation to launch a dark mode messaging window with messages disappearing once closed. Currently, the function is in internal testing only, with no word on when or if it will launch. Google released the second Android 11 developer preview available for Pixel 2 and newer Pixel phones, as well as for the Android emulator. The update brings an API to report on hinge angle sensors for foldables, updates to the neural network API to offer faster training time and higher accuracy, the ability for apps to set a preferred refresh rate for screens that support it, and a call screening API to verify a call's stir/shaken status, as well as a report a call rejection reason like marketing or spam call. Another developer preview is scheduled for April, with betas rolling out in May. The Intercept sources say TikTok moderation guidelines block posts from the Your Feed section of the app based on physical appearance and environmental factors, ended live streams that carried political content, and suspended and banned users. TikTok says the policies are either no longer in place or were never in effect. Finally, Bloomberg reported that, according to sources, the U.S. Health and Human Services Department suffered an attack on Sunday, March 15th. The attack reportedly was a distributed denial of service designed to slow the agency's systems down, but it did not appear to do so in a meaningful way. It doesn't appear any data was lost or exfiltrated, and it is unknown what party was behind it. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.